The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families.
The words are recorded by St. Matthew in the second chapter of his Gospel, verse 18. A voice is heard in the Rhema, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. The title of the devotion is Rachel Weeping. Some 1,900 years before the first Christmas day, a man walked down a road in the land of Canaan in the general area called Ramah. It was a sad sight. He had just buried his beloved wife near a small town called Bethlehem. His name was Jacob. She had been called Rachel. We turn the pages of history ahead to shortly after the birth of Jesus. We look in again to the area called Ramah. Once again, it is a sad sight. Had we walked down that road near Rachel's grave, we would have heard the sound of crying coming from many houses. The news reaching our ears would have torn at our hearts. We would have heard about soldiers who came looking for babies. When they found one, they ran it through with a sword. Bedrooms, kitchens, and doorsteps were smeared with blood. King Herod had given the command to kill every baby under two. When screaming mothers asked why, the soldiers probably replied they were only carrying out orders. But we know the reason for the orders. Herod was afraid. Herod was jealous. He had learned that the king of the Jews had been born in Bethlehem. Herod wanted Jesus dead. King Herod was not the first one to have innocent children killed, nor would he be the last. The wail of mothers weeping over murdered children has drifted down the centuries to our own times and our own nation. The question easily arises, why doesn't God prevent such atrocities? He did prevent harm coming to the wise men. An angel warned them to return home without reporting back to Herod. An angel warned Joseph to quickly take his family to Egypt because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Did God not know that other Bethlehem babies would be killed? Of course he did. God knew this would happen. God foretold this would happen. But God did not prevent this from happening. We are now told why it had to happen. This question and the thousands of other ones we might ask of God are answered with silence. We are told the ways of the all-knowing, all-powerful God are always just, always perfect. He acts only in love for his people. Only those in heaven will understand. Those yet on earth must trust. The birth of the Son of God into the world is proof that God knows and cares about what is happening on earth. 600 years before the slaughter of the innocents took place, he had his prophet Jeremiah describe the scene. Since this would happen near Rachel's grave. In poetic language, he presents it as if Rachel were the one crying. God is in control. Why he planned for those babies to have such short lives, we do not know. But baby Jesus would escape. The guilty would face divine justice. The mission of the Christ child would not be stopped. The human race would be rescued from its guilt and shame and never-ending punishment. On a dark Friday, some 30 years later, the world would again see a sad sight. Women would again weep over the death of an innocent one. This innocent one would be a direct descendant of Rachel. But unlike her grave, his tomb quickly became empty. He soon went back to his home in heaven. When he comes again, it will be to take every last one of his children safely home with him. This is the promise. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. Today, Rachel weeps no more, nor do those who have joined her in heaven, nor will we. We pray, Lord of life and death, we cannot comprehend your ways. We know that you are just and that you punish evil. We also know that you blot out our crimes from your book because of your Son who paid for them with his life. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon your faithfulness when we cannot understand why you allow sad things to take place. Point us to Jesus, who is willing to enter this jungle of hatred and jealousy and death. Remind us that you were willing to allow him to be murdered at the time and place of your choosing, so that we might live forever. Dry now the tears of those who weep over loved ones departed. It is in the name of the babe of Bethlehem that we pray. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.